Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and Robin Taylor Zandi. For the past 7 years, he's been playing rhythm guitar in his dad's band. You know, his dad's band, that garage band called Cheap Trick. I can't even imagine this. And now he's got his own music out. Robin joins us here on the National Defense. Robin, how are you?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, great, man. This has to be crazy. I mean, growing up in a rock and roll family like this, I mean, your dad, one of the founders of Cheap Trick, and now you're on the road with those guys. How was that growing up? I mean, people dropping by, all these famous musicians all the time?
Oh, well, not exactly. On the road, for sure. When I was a kid, growing up, I got to see some cool acts that Cheap Trick toured with. But we grew up in Florida, in a little town called Safety Harbor. So we kind of just had a normal upbringing. And then when my dad would go on tour, when I was off of school, I'd be able to go check out the gigs. And then, you know, we'd be able to see him on the summer tours. But I had mostly a normal upbringing when I was a kid.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah, you grew up in Florida then. And you picked up your first guitar when you were 4 years old. And so you've really been surrounded by music all your life. So it's kind of natural you go to the family business, right?
Yeah, definitely. We have musical instruments laying around the house. So I just kind of picked them up and started playing along. And, you know, it just kind of came naturally when I was a kid, and I just stuck with it. It's just something I've always wanted to do, is to write music and perform. So it just kind of worked out.
Yeah. And so you tour with these guys, and then I guess while you're touring, you're working on your own album, and then you've got your debut album called The Distance, which I listened to all day yesterday. Fantastic music, man. And it reminds me a little bit. It's got a very John Lennon feel to a few of the tracks, and that was one of your influences, the Beatles, right?
Oh yeah, one of the main influences. I grew up listening to my dad's record collection, and most of it was the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and the Who and the Kinks, a lot of British Invasion music from the 60s. So I get a lot of my influence from that, and always will, always have. Definitely got that John Lennon influence. You can hear it on a lot of the tracks, like The Distance or High and Low, for sure.
Yeah, The Distance is my favorite track. We're talking to Robin Taylor Zandi here, RTZ, with Cheap Trick, and also now got his own music. The Distance is the new album that's out there right now. Is there more pressure when you're the son of somebody like your dad? I mean, you know, with Cheap Trick and that kind of expectation, was there more pressure on you to have this album sound spectacular?
Probably there's pressure on me I put the pressure on myself a lot. So I just want it to sound good, and I want people to hear, you know, stuff that I've been writing for now going on 10 years. And definitely I put that pressure on myself, but I don't feel any pressure from anyone else. I mean, I've been around music for so long that it's really just, it's more than like a hobby or a craft. It's,
sure,
it's something I do every day. So
it's just a part of you.
I mean, yeah, definitely, for sure.
Yeah, I could see that. What is the biggest place? What's the biggest crowd you've ever played with Cheap Trick?
I don't know. That's a good question. We did a gig opening up for Foo Fighters one time, and that was at a Wrigley Field.
Oh, that's cool.
So that was a pretty big audience. We did one. We opened up for Journey at Fenway Park. One was pretty big too.
Yeah.
There's been a few like that where there's, you know, I'm not sure how many, maybe, you know, 18, 20,000 people. Those are probably the biggest ones I've been a part of.
That's pretty massive. Hey, when Cheap Trick and your dad were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, did you get to go to that?
Yes, I did. I was in attendance.
And were you playing at that too? Or did they play?
No. So that was a year before I started touring with them. That was in 2016.
Gotcha.
And I started in 2017. But yeah, I got to watch it. It was fantastic.
It's so funny, you know, when every year when the Rock and Roll inductees list comes out, and everybody always fights about it, and everybody says, who's off? I interviewed Burton Cummings, gosh, I guess about a year ago, and that's a guy who's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I asked him about that. He acted like it didn't really matter to him. And then he went on about five more minutes about how it didn't really matter to him, but that he really should be in there. Any notables that stand out to you that are not in there yet?
Well, let me think. I don't know. I don't know if some of these bands aren't in it yet, but there's some bands like the MC5. That have been up for it that I don't think have gotten in. Bands that are now starting to get nominated, like I think this is Nirvana's first year,
right?
Or you know, one of the first years that they've been up. So there's a lot of grunge bands that are going to be up for nomination coming up. So there's definitely some that are going to deserve it. Whether they get in their first or second year or not is another question. Like, for instance, Cheap Trick, they've been eligible for about 20 years and they never got in.
Is that right?
Yes. No, they were eligible since the late 90s and they didn't get in until 2016.
Wow. I mean, it's just a natural to me. I see also one of your influences is the band that I just recently kind of connected to, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. These guys are great.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah.
They're from Australia, man. I've seen them about three times. I used to live in Nashville, and me and my old band, we just love them, obsessed over their, they play like, you know, they play all different sorts of music and they release five records a year. I mean,
oh man, you know, I didn't know that.
Oh, they're so prolific. It's crazy. If you look at their, they've only been releasing records for about 12 years, but I mean, they have about 30 records. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I mean, who's got that kind of time? Yeah. How long did it take you in the studio to get the distance done?
Well, it actually only took about a month. We did about 2 weeks of basic tracks, and then we did another 2 to 3 weeks of overdubs. And then all the rest of the time was spent mixing and mastering it.
And did you record it in Nashville?
No, we recorded actually in Catskill, New York. At a place called Old Soul Studios with my friend Kenny Siegel, who co-produced the record with me.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
And so what does your dad think about the record?
Oh, he tells me he loves it. So I'm going to go off of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But he said he enjoys the tracks that I think a lot of people enjoy on the record, stuff like The Distance and
That's my favorite.
High and Low, those British Invasion kind of sounding tracks. I think he likes the most for sure.
Oh, that's cool, man. Well, listen, hey, Robin, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Best of luck with The Distance. I would encourage everybody to check that out and tell your dad hi from us. And thanks for the great music over the years.
No, I will. Thank you for having me. Take it easy.
Absolutely. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.